Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Sinai, the 12th Hour, in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is December 20, 2017, or 3/3/2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, Who at My Door is Standing? Said, let thy famine and thy urine be with thy holy one, whom thou didst prove at Massa, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah. Now let's read the complete chapter now of Deuteronomy 33, starting with verse 1. It said, and this is a blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, Yahshua came from the Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of the saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us the law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Yahshua, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help unto him from his enemies. And of Levi he said, Let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and unto his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless the Yahweh his substance and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin he said, The beloved of Yahshua shall dwell in safety by him, and Yahshua shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Yahshua be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that charges beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelleth in the bush, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of the unicorns. With them he shall push the people together unto the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim's, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of the treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed be he that enlarges Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and teareth the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part for himself, because there is a portion of the lawgiver. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And who is Bashan today? What feeding pastures? Number one, Adventist, 1850 to 1890. They fed in Bashan today. And Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of Yeshua, possess all the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as the day so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the Yahweh of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal Yahweh is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. For the fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine, also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Yahshua, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. So the enemies shall be found liars unto thee. Okay, let's continue now reading Deuteronomy chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, unto the top of the Pisgah, that is over against Jericho, and Yahshua showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees unto Zoar. And Yahshua said unto him, This is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of Yahweh, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahweh. And he buried him in the valley and the land of Moab over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of the weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as Yahweh commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, and the Yahshua knew face to face. And in all the signs and the wonders which the Yahshua sent him to do in the land of Egypt, unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and to all his land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. Okay, that ends Deuteronomy. Let's go now into 2 Kings 19. Let's see what we got there. Okay, start with verse 1. And it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Yahshua. And he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, unto Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said unto him, Thus saith the Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blessing, for the children are come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Yahshua thy Elohim will hear. Maybe saith the Yahshua thy Savior, since we're talking about the Son, we have to will to hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria and his master hath sent to reproach the living Elohim, and will reprove the words which the Yahshua thy Savior hath heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of the king Hezekiah came unto Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall you say unto your master, Thus saith Yahshua, Be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return unto his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish, and when he heard say of Tirhakah, king of the Ethiopia, behold, he has come out to fight against thee. He sent messengers again unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy Elohim, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard of what the kings of Assyria have done unto all lands by destroying them utterly, and shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them, which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran? Rezeph and the children of Edom, which were in Telazar, where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arphad, and the king of the city of the Seraphim, of Hannah and Abba, and Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messenger, and read it, and Hezekiah went up into the house of Yahweh, and spread it before the Yahweh. And Hezekiah prayed before the Yahweh, and said, O Yahweh, El Havivah, which dwelleth between the cherubim, thou art the Yahweh, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. So everyone has to conclude that the Father is referred to as having created heaven and earth, and the Son also is referred to as being co-creator. So it says in Exodus 25:22, let's quickly turn to that and read it. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Okay, it says in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 16, Yahshua, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Yahshua, thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living Elohim. Of a truth, Yahshua, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hand, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Yahshua, our Elohim, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Yahshua Messiah, even thou only. And Isaiah the son of Amos sent unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith Yahshua, Savior of Israel, or King of Israel, that which thou hast prayed unto me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria. I have heard, this is the word that the Yahshua has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice, and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? And who is the Holy One of Israel? Isaiah plainly tells us that the Holy One of Israel is Yahshua. He saw him high and lifted up there. We go to Isaiah 5 and read verse 24, see if we have a collaboration there. It says, Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Yahshua of the host, and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. Now in Isaiah 9:18-19 talks more about that. It says, For wickedness burneth as the fire, it shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of the smoke. Through the wrath of the Yahshua of the host, this is the Son, and the land is the land darkened. And the people shall be as the fuel of the fire, no man shall spare his brother. And then in Micah 7:6, it talks about the same thing. We might turn to that quickly and read it. Micah 7:6. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Yahshua. I will wait for the Elohim of my salvation. My Elohim will hear me. Rejoice not. Let's do that again. Therefore, I will look unto the Yahshua. I will wait for the Yahshua of my salvation, the Son. My Yahshua will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemies. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Yahshua shall be a light unto me. Let us now go back to 2 Kings chapter 19. It says in verse 23, By thy messengers thou hast reproached to Yashur and has said, with the multitude of my chariots I am come up to the unto the height of the mountain, unto the sides of Lebanon, and will cut down the tall cedar trees thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the lodging of his borders, and into the forest of his chapel. The forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drunk strange waters, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass, that thou shouldest be to lay waste fenced cities, and to the ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetop, and as the corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know thy abode, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy rage against me. Because thy rage against me, and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore I will put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way thou which thou camest, and this shall be a sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year such things as grow of themselves, and in the second year that which springeth of the same, and in the third year sow ye, and reap and plant vineyards, and eat the fruits thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet take root downward, and bear fruit upward. Who is a remnant of the house of Judah that escaped? It would have to be antithetical David. Okay. David is the one that always had to escape in his day after he killed Goliath. Then David had to spend the rest of his days in King Saul's camp, the first king of Israel. And he had to spend his days fleeing from him for his life. So that was the price that David had to pay for killing Goliath and saving and delivering Israel. So who has escaped the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 22 and 23. It says, "Thus saith Yeshua, thus Yashur saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts unto the Yashur unto Jerusalem, and presents to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from thenceforth. In those days Hezekiah was sick unto the death, and prayed unto Yashur, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign. But Hezekiah rendered not again according unto the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him, and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Notwithstanding Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of Yashur came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasures for silver and for gold and for precious stones and for spices and for shields and for all manner of pleasant jewels. Storehouses also for the increase of corn and wine and oil and stalls for all manner of beasts and coats for flocks. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for Yahweh had given him substance very much. This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper water course of Gihon and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David, and Hezekiah prospered in all his works." Let's go back to Kings chapter 19, verse 18. "And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, Good is the word of Yahshua, which thou hast spoken. And he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the chronicle of the kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh his son reigned in his stead. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. That's 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 1. Well, actually, I've been reading I've been reading 2 Kings chapter 20. So let's go back now to 2 Kings chapter 19, and let's read that verse 22 again. Whom hast thou reproached and blessed him, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice, and lift up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? Then we went to Isaiah 5:24 from there. But let us now go to Job chapter 6, verse 10. Okay, let's see here. We're going to... Then should I yet have comfort? Yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. Job 23:11. My foot hath held his steps, his way have I kept and not declined. Okay, whose way has he kept? Yahshua's way, the Son, because it says in Psalm 77:13, thy way, O Yahweh, is in the sanctuary. Just right next door. 77:13, thy way, O Yahshua, is in the sanctuary. Here's so great a Yahshua as our Savior. In Psalm 71:19, talks about that. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor, and mine adversary are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforts, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. If the table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. That their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded, and iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O Yahshua, set me up on high. I will praise the name of Yahshua with a song, and will magnify him with a thanksgiving. This also shall praise the Yahshua better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this, and be glad, and your heart shall live, that seek the Yahweh, the Yahshua. Psalms 22:26. For the Yahshua heareth the poor and despises not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For the Yahshua will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. So in Isaiah 44:26, we go and read some more about that. That confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messenger. That saith unto Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and unto the city of Judah, ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O Yahweh, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Yahshua, thou art my Savior. My goodness extendeth not unto thee. but unto the saints that are in the earth, and unto the excellent in whom is all my delight, their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. For the Asher is a portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my law. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places, yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Asher who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Asher always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt see me, show me the path of life. And thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Okay, that ends Psalm 16. Chapter 71, verse 1. In thee, O Yahshua, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my Yahweh, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Yahweh Elohim. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, Yahweh hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O Yahweh, be not far from me. O my Yahweh, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries unto my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Yeshua Messiah. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O Yahweh, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous work. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O Yahweh, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power unto every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O Yahweh, is very high. Who hath done great things, O Yahweh? Who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore trouble shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the paltry, even of thy truth. O my Yahweh, even unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. Now the Holy One of Israel is Yahshua exclusively, so I'll have to read that again. I will also praise thee with the paltry, even of thy truth, O my Yahshua. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Let's go and now into our next holy one of us. Let's deal with Psalm 78. Give ear, O my people, unto my law. Incline your ears unto the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. Matthew 13, 34 and 35 are the cross references. Let's go to that right quick. Matthew 13, 34 and 35. It says, for the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority unto his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Matthew 24:42 gives us another crossroads. I'm actually reading from Mark 13. Now let's go back now. Let's go back to Matthew 13. 34 and 35. I get the wrong book. All these things spake Yeshua unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in the parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. So that's quoted from Psalm 78:23. It says, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven. Then in Matthew 13, verse 36, it said, then Yahshua sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. Now this is what's interesting. These tares of the field is found in the Adventist church. So therefore, then, the field must be wherever the Adventist church is located in the world, you're going to have tares in her midst. Let's go ahead and read about it. Matthew 13:37. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Right? Now, who's the Son of Man? That's your prophet, put in charge of the candlestick of Israel. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. So it says the field is the world. But it says here in verse 36, the parable of the tares of the field. But it says the field is the world. Well, they left out the preposition, so when you put the preposition in there, it reads differently. For the field is in the world. The Adventist church is in the world. The Adventist church is not the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. They're leaving out all these prepositions. Let's reread that whole thing again. For the field is in the world, for the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. For the enemy that sowed them is the devil. For the harvest is in the end of the world. And the last parabolic hour, the 12th parabolic hour that we're in now. And the reapers are the angels. Verse 40, Matthew 13. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Apparently, the tares that are gathered out of the first harvest, which would be found in the Adventist church, spiritual Israel of today, the first harvest starts with them to gather the first fruits, 144,000, the purified saints that comes out of the Adventist church as the qualified new teachers, and they're classified as prophets, priests, and kings that emerge Okay, and the tares are the ones that didn't join up with them and come to the judgment, so they had to be separated. They had to be bound and bundles to be burned. They said, but the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. Well, what does it mean? The judgment. They come to the judgment. They didn't come to the judgment. And there's going to be a literal fire as well. So where is that literal fire at? You just go and you can find it right there in Revelation 19:20. It's just as plain as anything can be. It says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them, the tares, and the first harvest, and the judgment that started at the house of Yahweh, 1 Peter 4:17, and it started with the ancient men for the house, that would be Ezekiel 9:6, so that would apply exclusively to the Adventist church, when the judgment first started with her and the 12th parabolic hour that we're in now. So it says, and the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. So who's the false prophet? It would have to be the Seventh-day Adventist General Conference president and his officers under him. They are the ones that deceive the tares, that caused them not to be part of the first fruits, the 144,000, the wheat, represented by the wheat grain, that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burned with a brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. I'm going to have a good study as quickly as I can on this image of the beast. I want to show you something right now about it, about this image that we got a new understanding on. Now, in Genesis 1:26, and Yahweh said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air. And then in Genesis 1:27, he said, so Yahweh created man in his own image. In the image of the Father created he him, a male and female created he them. In Genesis 1:26, it says, Yahweh is saying, let us, he's talking to his son Yahshua, let us make man in our image. So Adam was created in the image of the Father and the Son, because the Son is in the image of the Father, and then the Father takes his Son, and they create in the image, they create Adam and Eve in the image of the Father and the Son. Now, in Colossians 1:15, it says, let's read a little earlier. And verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of the darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So not only do you have redemption through his blood, but now once you are covered with Yahshua's blood, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, the Son of Yahweh, once you're covered by his blood, then you have forgiveness of sins through that blood. And then it goes on in verse 15, Colossians 1, who is the image of the invisible Yahweh, the firstborn of every creature. Now, what's wrong with that? Who is the image? Yahshua is not the image of the Father. He is not the image of the Father. He is in the image of the Father. Therefore, he becomes the image of the Father, but he is in the image of the Father. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, he goes and makes an image. Let's go read about it. In Daniel 2:31, we read, Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of the iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image. Now this stone is represented by this kingdom of David that's raised up in these last days. Became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. So this house of David that starts out as a great mustard seed, a little stone, grows in the mountain, fills the whole earth, after it destroys this image that represents all world governments. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the Elohim of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. So Nebuchadnezzar is a king of kings, and he has a kingdom. And verse 38, Daniel 2. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them. Oh, thou art this head of gold. So this image, the first kingdom that it represents, is Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar is this king of kings that is ruling over Babylon, which is a kingdom that's given unto him. And thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior unto thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all thee. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it the strength of the iron. For as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with the miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with the clay. And in the days of these kings shall the Elohim of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left unto other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hand, and that break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great Yahweh hath made known unto the king which shall come to pass, and hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation as sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, Of a truth it is that the Elohim is the Elohim of the gods, Yahweh of the kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Now in Daniel chapter 3, verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold. Daniel's image that he interpreted for Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had in his dream, it was four different types of metals. But now Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to make an image myself of all gold, whose height is 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, and sitteth up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Now what did Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar? At first, the head of that image that he saw and vision, he said, thou art this head of gold. So Nebuchadnezzar says, okay, I'm this head of gold, so I'm going to make an image all of gold that's going to represent me. What was that image then of gold made in? It was made in the image of Nebuchadnezzar. It was not the image of Nebuchadnezzar, it was in the image of Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, there's a difference. Then Nebuchadnezzar, verse 2, the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that the Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then in hell cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sax, belts, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. That image was made in the likeness of Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 6, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, saxophone, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said unto the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, saxophone, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the provinces of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, saxophone, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. See, the image that Nebuchadnezzar said, I have made. So what was that image in? It was in the likeness of Nebuchadnezzar. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that Yahweh that can deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our Elohim whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed again, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of the Yahweh. Verse 26, Then Nebuchadnezzar came near unto the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High Yahweh, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the Yahweh of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel. And who is that angel?
Yeshua.
That was that fourth man, Yahshua, that's seen walking in the mist, and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any Elohim except their own Yahweh. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the Yahweh, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other Elohim that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of the Babylon. That pretty much speaks for itself, folks. Yahshua is not the image of the Father. He was the first made in the image of the Father. Adam was the second to be made in the image of the Father and the Son. We are the third to be made in the image of the Father and the Son. Well, I'll take that back. Lucifer and the angels were made third in the image of the Father and the Son, and then Lucifer was made second in the image of the Father and the Son. Adam was made third, and we are made fourth in the image. Okay, this brings us to the rest of this out. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Down at the cross. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Yahshua so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. O precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Yahshua saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to and so rich and sweet. Just a poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunging today and he made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Death in the heart was the blood of